It is Monday, June 13th, 2016. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, who is with Talk Business and Politics. Happy Monday, Michael.
Well, happy Monday to you as well.
I want to talk about something that is new in Fort Smith and something that's about to be new in Fort Smith. Let's start with the is new, and that's the Friends of UAMS. This just kind of formed recently, right?
Yes, sir, which I somewhat found as a surprise because UAMS has been active in the Fort Smith area for a long time with the AHEC program, Area Health Education Centers, which is not called that, and I apologize, the new name has just slipped my mind, but they recently met with Chancellor Dan Run in Fort Smith, and he talked about really the challenges and kind of laid out why they're creating these Friends chapters around the state. It really boils down, as many things do in the healthcare, especially in the healthcare sector, to money. And, you know, he's explained that essentially the bottom line is that they get a budget from the state and from patient revenue to keep the operating budget going every year. But one thing they don't do is get enough money to really do facility support, you know, and take care of the assets. And anyone that runs a business, or especially a large operation with buildings and equipment, you know, you've got to take care of that over time. You've got to have a good capital budget. And so that's something that he's trying to drum up support for. And, you know, we'll see what kind of capital campaign may emerge from all of these Friends chapters from around the state. But like I said, they've been very active in Fort Smith. They're investing in this a new $10 million-plus clinic that's next to Sparks Health System in Fort Smith, which will significantly increase their square foot and their ability to operate and serve patients in the Fort Smith area. And again, a reminder, I mean, UAMS, University of Arkansas for Medical Science, is a research facility. It trains a lot of physicians in the state. And this clinic in Fort Smith, and they're 8 to 10, I think, around the state. You know, that's where residents go, where people that are in their medical training go to get, you know, the real world experience. So, you know, for the future of healthcare in Arkansas, let's hope they do well. You know, a majority of the residents from their program end up in Western Arkansas. So, it's good for our part of the world.
And one of the reasons it's hard to get that capital money is because it can be very enticing to get people to invest in, you know, research and projects and things that save lives. And it's not as sexy sometimes to say, we just need to, you know, keep the roof in good shape.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, you can go to UAMS, the facility, the very impressive facility there in Little Rock, and see a lot of names on the buildings. But you're not going to see a name back on the physical plant that generates electricity, you know. So you're right. That's a great point, Kyle. But that is just as important as, you know, having, you know, a new shiny facility.
All right. That's the is new. The should be new soon is food trucks in downtown Fort Smith. The board of directors last week talked about it, and they kind of went with their own direction. They want at least 3 trucks, understandably, to generate traffic.
Right. And this has been, there's just been an interesting sea change in how the city views downtown. And there's always been pushback against food trucks in Fort Smith. And a lot of that is because I think we didn't really understand food trucks. We see them as the old, you know, you've got a guy from or a family from somewhere, and they're pulling an old trailer that's, you know, rickety and barely holding up. And we haven't accepted that this mobile food truck business now, it's very modern, it's accepted, it's regulated. But I think now we're seeing that. And you have several Fort Smith board members who are essentially telling the city staff, look, go make it happen, write rules and regulations that encourage, that provide incentive for mobile food truck vendors to come downtown. And even Vice Mayor Kevin Settle added on at the recent meeting, said, look, let's provide those where they can work in other city parks. And, you know, Kyle, it's been, as you know, the last couple of years, there have been some very positive changes in downtown Fort Smith. the Murals Festival, Steel Horse Rally, Peacemaker Festival. We have two pretty, what I think are impressive statues on either end of the avenue, one of General Darby, one of Bass Reeves, legendary U.S. Marshal. And, you know, I think, like I said earlier, there's been a wholesale change in how folks view the downtown area. And that's, it's been a very pleasant surprise that that really seemed to turn so quickly. It's just my opinion and my opinion only that there was really pent up demand for something to happen in that area. And it just took some leadership. And when the city didn't provide that, the private sector did through those events that I just mentioned. And now I think the city board is saying, hey, all right, yeah, let's maximize this. Now let's get in the game. And I'm not at all being critical of the city. I think it's great that they're finally acknowledging that they need to do something to build upon that.
Sometimes when a region begins to get food trucks, there are some either chain restaurants or permanent brick and mortar restaurants that have a problem with it. Have you heard any of that in Fort Smith?
Yes. I mean, that's always been the pushback. The restaurant owners, especially the local restaurant owners, you know, have pushed back. But look, some of these food trucks now are owned by
the extensions. Local,
the brick and mortar, as you said, store owners. And plus, look, you know, that the mobile food truck business now, it's a legitimate business. And it's you know, the Department of Health regulates them. And so if there's an opportunity for them to operate, you know, we don't shut down a Walmart permit just because there's, as we talked Friday, because there's a Harp store nearby. I mean, so I think it's good to see that what I would call protectionism is diminishing as a factor in this discussion.
All right. Michael Tilley's work is not diminishing. You can find out all kinds of stories at talkbusiness.net. We'll talk to you again on Friday, Michael. How's that?
That'll work. Thanks, Kyle.